Blog Talk Radio.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid.
And this is the Focus Factor, where we motivate you to move and we empower you to soar. That is one of my favorite songs, where we just kicked out all fear. That is for the listeners. That was for me. It's not welcome here. And I think we're going to have a fantastic show today. I am going to introduce my co-host, Tiffany Hunter. She is the founder of God X Made Next. Tiffany, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Happy Saturday, everybody.
Hey. How you doing this morning, Tiffany?
I am doing well. It's cold, but it's nice out. It's been a good week. And then
wonderful.
Just to offer the ex God made next.
Good. Before we get started, let's go over our house rules. This is open floor. We just ask that you respect each other's opinion. This is a safe place to communicate. We do not get political. We're going to leave that for the news and CNN and all those other people. We are here to encourage. We're here to inspire. We're here to empower you. so you can live your best life and be the best version of yourself. Now, we want to have some dialogue. We just don't want to get on here and teach and, you know, and you take notes. But we desire that you call in because your voice needs to be heard. We want you to be able to tell your truth in a format that is safe and positive. So if you would like to call in, the number is 516-595-8287. Again, that number is 516-595-8287. If you hear something and it just resonates in your spirit and something hits you really hard, call in and let us know what you think because you're very important to us. So a few weeks ago, we took a little break over the holidays because we believe in family and everything. So we took a break over the holidays, but on our last show, we have been talking about marriage and dating, and we talked about barriers in relationships. And some of the takeaway nuggets that we spoke about were the emotional barriers. And one of those were we talked about people that have a low self-esteem when it comes to dating and marriage because it's hard to date when you don't feel positive about yourself. And we talked about trusting others. When there's a lack of trust, it's hard for you to get out there and move in any area of your life if you have trust issues because you're always going to be looking over your shoulder. We talked about past disappointments. You know, sometimes it's hard to move forward when you're constantly holding on to the past. And we have a tendency, most people have a tendency because they bring their past into their present. They bring their past into their now. And I believe 2021, this is the time for us to move into our now. This is the time for us to move full throttle in our purpose and our destiny. And one of the nuggets that we took away with was a couple of weeks ago was refusing to identify with the real issues. I have learned over in my life and in this walk, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's being a wife, whether it's being a mother, that you have to identify the real issues and deal with them up hand, else they will keep coming up. So let's move in about barriers in the mind because this is going to set the pattern for where we are going in our next segment because I invited some of our girlfriends on, you know, and barriers in the mindset. The mindset is something that we have been dealing with for a while, Tiff. It's hard to change people's minds when they have been stuck in such a way, especially when it comes, I think people have seen so many negative things. When something positive comes around, they're very skeptical. Have you found that out? They're very skeptical even when it comes to the good things because of the mindset. And I was asking myself, how do you change a mindset? Because behavior is connected to the mindset, the way people think. Because it's the mindset that fuels the behavior in individuals. And for me, I'm asking myself, why do people act like this? Or why is this going on? Or why can't we move forward in our purpose and in our call and in our destiny? Why can't why do we set goals and yet we don't achieve those goals year by year by year? And it is because of the mindset. What do you think, Tiff?
Yep, I absolutely agree. I think a lot of people are, some people are comfortable in their mindset, and then some people, they want to change their mindset, but because they are so stuck and used to where they've been, they're afraid to actually gain and learn something new. They're afraid to actually take a step forward in that because they're just not used to that. That's not what they've been taught in their life. That's not what... they have not adapted it. They don't know how to adapt to that changed mindset. It's a fear for a lot of people, too, of doing something new or learning something new and then taking that and accepting that. So I just think that that's a lot of what people go through. And then sometimes, too, people have a bad experience towards something. So when you bring something new to them, they like, you know, try to compare it to the experience that they've had, and then they don't even want to give you the time of day to really show them something new or teach them something new because of an experience that they have had.
That's good. That's good. So I ask myself these questions, and we got a couple callers in the queue, and I'll be right with you guys. And why is the mindset so important? Why do we need to change the way we think about stuff? So your mindset is the basis of everything we do, our decisions, our thought processes, and the actions we take every day. It's the basis of our typical occurrences, not to mention the unexpected situations we face. Everything we do, the mindset is controlling how we think about things. It is the reason for where you are in your life, both your accomplishments and your choices, and it is the level of your achievements. So the way you think, that is the level you will achieve at. So it's like this, Tip. If I don't think I can do it, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to do it. Make sense? If I see myself at a certain level, that's the level that I can only reach. I'm not going to go past that because my mindset is I won't be able to go past that level. So I think if we learn to change our mindset, we would be able to get places quicker in life. But we have something that's holding us back, and what's connected to the mindset is the behavior. So I'm going to open up the mics real fast to see if anybody has any comments before we go on. Area code 513-904, your mic is open. Did you have any questions or comments about what we're talking about, the mindset? 904? Maybe they're just listening. 904? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes.
Did you have a comment? Did you have a comment?
When I think about
when
it comes to mindset, you also have to get out of your comfort zone as well. Because I think a lot of people are stuck in the comfort zone, but they don't know how to get out of their comfort zone.
That's good. That's good. That's good. A lot of people are stuck in their comfort zone and don't know how to get out of their comfort zone. That's good. Area code 513-628, your mic is open. Did you have a comment before we go forward? 628?
I do have a comment. When talking about the barriers of the mind, I thought of the hindrance that will come if you have a barrier in your mind. Because if you have barriers, you hinder yourself from becoming into your fullest potential. When you have a mental barrier or barriers, you tend to stagnate yourself, block yourself, bound yourself, and or keep yourself depressed and down. The mind along with the mouth is a powerful thing. So if you think something and you think on that thing too deep and you start to believe it and it's what you believe that will move you or hold you back, because the mindset, if you think of the mindset, it handles everything your body needs to function, as you said. So if it handles everything your body needs to function properly, if you set your mindset on something negative, your body will function negatively when it comes to certain things. Many of the thoughts that we have are repeated and replayed in our subconscious mind. So a lot of times if we're thinking of something negative, that negative thing tends to replay itself in the back of our mind.
Oh, and you right in the vein, because my next thing was, if we have bad experiences, we tend to develop unhealthy thinking patterns, which tend to lead to unhealthy behaviors. Isn't that something? So if isn't it funny that we can replay all the bad stuff and develop unhealthy thinking patterns, but then. And then we have the unhealthy behaviors to follow. But then, you know, when it comes to the positive stuff, it's hard to hold on to the positive stuff and have the positive behaviors. But we have to have something to counteract the negativity. Let me open up the mic. Let me see. Caller 499, did you have a comment or a question before we go on? Area code 513-499. I guess they're just listening. So, and then positive experiences, I don't know about you, but when things are positive in my life, they tend to leave me energized and focused and in the right mindset. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be fully conditioned. to be able to counteract the negative with the positive. When something is negative in your life, say you fail at something, you have to be able to pull the positive out of a negative situation. I think that is so hard because the negative seems to always dominate, seems to always be the dominating force in a person's life. What you think, Tiff? I'm gonna go ahead and switch it over to Tiff. What do you think about the positive and the negative mind, how negativity seems to always be at the forefront of the thought pattern? Tiffany, you there? Your mic is open.
Yes, I am here. It went out for a second there. Could you repeat that question for me?
I said, what do you think about the mindset when we're talking about negative and positive thoughts and behaviors that go with those thoughts? Why is it that negativity or negative thoughts always seem to be the dominating force in a person's life? And this is in every area, not just in relationships and dating, but also in business.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I think a lot of the times, too, that I think a lot of people are infected by their environment. You know that saying where they say if you want to change, if you want to change people around you, change the people around you. Birds of a feather flock together. I think those sayings are so true. And I think that because of that, depending on where a person, depending on the environment that a person grew up in, you have two kind of people. You have the people that really look at their circumstances and situations and say, this is not what I want for myself. This is the prime example of who I'm not trying to be, and I'm going to change it. But that percentage is fairly small. I haven't done any statistics, but if I just look in my own life, a circle of people, it's very small, the number of people that had the mindset to be like, I'm going to change my situation, and this is not going to be where I end up. And then you have a large group of people that are, that's just them. They've become accustomed to that. So it just goes again with that's just what they're used to. So that negative influence is so deep in them, is so resonated within them that they don't see it as something negative. They don't see it as something as being a problem because that's just what they grew up with. So let's say that I've been around that since I was 5 and I'm 35, then that's my norm. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. That's my normal life. That's what it's been for me forever. So I think that, for them it's not negative. For them it's not a problem. It's nothing wrong with it. So it's kind of hard to try to go to someone that's been accustomed to that for over 20 years and say, well, no, that's wrong thinking, or no, that's not it, or, and just put that onto them to where it comes out that you're the negative one. Because you're trying to show them something better. You're trying to show them something more positive. You're trying to show them that there is so much more out there. If you just change your mindset and if you just open your eyes up to it, you become the one negative to them for trying to change who they are and what their normal is and what they're used to.
Wow, so you said a mouthful.
Now there's a confusion between what's really negative and me just really trying to help you see things another way.
Wow. The lines are blowing up. I'm going to go down the list. So please hold on. If you have just called in, I got like 3 calls. So I'm going to open up the mic to the first one. 807, did you have a question or a comment? Tiffany said a mouthful right there about negative and positive mindset. 801, 513, 801. Your mic is open. I think I lost him. Let's see. I hope he called back. 513-602, your mic is open. Did you have a comment or a question? 602?
No comment.
I hope I'm not having tech.
Just listen, okay, no just comment.
Listen. Okay. We're going to go on. Area code 513-709, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment to what we're talking about?
I have a comment.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. When we talk about mindsets, we also have to know, just piggyback off of what Tiffany was saying, the people around us influence our mindsets a lot. So if you are trying to be in a different level in your life, you can't hang around the same people that you've been around that's in the same place that you are. You have to get with people that's going, that's where you're trying to get to. So when we want to change our mindset, we have to change the people around us also. So if I'm trying to build a business, but I'm with people that's employed, they're not going to understand my mindset. So I need to get with somebody that has a business so I can follow their lead and change my mindset. So if I stick around the same people, I'm going to be stuck in that same mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because in order, you have to be around people where you're trying to get to. You have to be able to pull from that. You have to be able to pull from that energy and be around people that spark something in you. So that is correct. 801, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment? 513-801, your mic is open. I don't know if you're on mute. Okay. I guess that they'll come on. So Tiffany, that is good what you were talking about, because you were talking about the two groups of people. You said the one, they're looking at the circumstances, and you'll say, hey, this is what I want, this is what needs to be changed. So they make what we call the necessary adjustments in their mindsets to adopt a different way of thinking and say, hey, this possibly I could be thinking the wrong way just because I was raised like this. Or, you know, for instance, some people have a certain mindset when it comes to success and money because of the way they were raised or because of culture, and they will never come out of that because they refuse to adopt a different mindset. But the first group of people you were talking about, it says, hey, let me look at this a different way. Let me try it. Let me take the risk over here and adopt this, because the way that I was thinking or the way that I have been doing it has given me minimum results, but I'm looking for maximum results. I'm looking for something different. Mm-hmm. So they're willing to change. And then the second group of people, you said, have been so accustomed to and used to the negative influences that it has become their normal. So they're comfortable. They're comfortable being stagnated, or they're comfortable in the chaos. Oh, my God. They're comfortable in the chaos. And then when somebody else comes along and shows them something new that could be even better to help them minimize the chaos or take them to another level, now there's some discomfort, because now you're challenging. Mm-hmm. Come on. Now you're challenging their negativity or their comfort level, as the first caller said. You're challenging their comfort level, and now you're the one that has become negative, because now you're trying to pull them out of something that they have become so comfortable in being. That is so good. That is so good, because now with that, the behavior and the mindset go hand in hand. And just like the caller said, 709, you know, just like the caller said, 709, that you can be around certain people that can give you a negative mindset, because some people are just not ready. My God. I go ahead, Tiffany. Go ahead, because I can go in on this one.
No, I know this is like so good, and I have to go back to what the caller was saying about, you know, just getting under some, you know, if you just see someone and you're like, yes, you know, I love what they're doing, and having that mindset to get under somebody that is able to help you get there. You know, a lot of people have, I don't know if it's fear or if it's just that mentality of, oh, they think they're better, I'm good where I am, you know. And it's just like, and you have people that don't want to get with people that's better than them. They want to be the person that looks good to everybody, that hood rich mentality, you know, so to speak, that I'm the man in the hood. When I come to this place, everybody know me, and you know, they know what I'm doing, and I'm the man there. Like, and so they don't want to. So taking that person and putting them with someone that's over them,
that's not their mentality. Again, that's the mentality, you know. So it works for some people, and then for some people it doesn't work because they like to look like the flashy one. They like to be the one that everybody looks up to. They don't want to be the person that has to be looked down on or be taught something.
All right. We got the last. That's good. Caller 706, your mic is open. 513-706, you just called in. Your mic is open. Did you have a comment or a question?
I do have a comment. I'm so enjoying the discussion on today. My comment is this. One of the reasons why people don't want to change is when you tell them that something in their life isn't right and they need to change, what sometimes you fail to realize is that you are coming up against their reality. They are who they are. So they don't see it as my behavior needs to change. They see it as you're trying to change me as a person, and then they feel like they are being rejected because you're telling them they need to change. When you start to touch on people's reality, everything that they are is who they are, and you tell them that a change is needed. Whether they think so or not, there's usually a pushback unless they're to the point they're at their wit's end and they're unhappy with how things are going. When people have successes, even though they may be very small, and you see the potential in them for greater success, when you start to tell them changes need to happen, they think they're doing something major because they're starting to progress in a way that they had not progressed previously. But you see even more in them, and you try to pull that out of them. Sometimes you get a pushback because they think, who do they think they are? I'm fine the way I am.
That's good. I was writing while you were talking, and you said people don't want to change because it seems like you're coming up against who they are and not necessarily the mindset. Because with the negative mindset comes the negative behavior, but because they have been doing it so long, they don't look at it as being negative behavior. They look at it as being part of their personality or being part of themselves. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the negative behavior, like Tiffany said, this is that second group of people where they have become accustomed to it. They become accustomed to how they act when certain things go on in their life. They become accustomed to how they respond to certain situations. They have become accustomed to it, but they're not really ready to adopt or take on or even be open to a different mindset, to a different change. That is good.
And when you think about it, most people in those situations have themselves surrounded by their amen corner. It's the people who approve of their behaviors, approve of their, you know, lifestyles. As Tiffany said, birds of a feather, you know, flock together. So they're telling them that out of our group, you are the one who we aspire to be. So therefore, if someone tells them they need to change, they are the HNIC in their circle. And if they need to change, then the whole group needs to change, but they're getting the approval. So why should I change if people approve of me and tell me that I'm great? That's why, you know, social media is so powerful, because everybody, you know, stalks their own page and other people's pages to see how many likes they got, how many comments they got. And if they get a lot of likes and comments, then they see that as approval. And that I'm okay. If people are approving of me, then I'm okay. If you take your clothes off and put on very little and tons of men say you're beautiful, you're sexy, can I call you, then you think you got it going on. But none of those men want to marry you.
That's good. Did you have a comment or a question?
I'm just taking all of this in. I started to think as everybody was talking about, you know, the negative thoughts. I start to think on the reason we think on negative thoughts is because it's easier. We tend to think the worst before we think the good. We've been through, you got to think about the people that's been through so many negative things in their life. They've unwired and positioned their thoughts to be negative. Because once we start to learn how our brain and how our mind works, it'll be more easier to handle tougher situations. People think that having positive thoughts takes way more work. So taking the easy route and thinking negative is easy. It's quicker. It doesn't take time. You don't have to think too hard. You could just think negative very quick, and that's that. Think the positive takes work, because it's like, oh, he or she may be going through something. Let me get them the benefit of doubt. Or maybe they grew up in this type of situation. That's why they the way they are. See right there, thinking positive takes work, and you not getting paid for it. So it's like, why think positive? Like you said, it's comfortable. That's where they're comfortable at.
That's good.
You know,
that's
good. No, you know what I was going to say is, you know, what I think to add to that is a lot of people don't like to be disciplined. And
That's good.
It takes a lot more to be disciplined than it does to be at free will and do, think, and feel how you want to feel when you want to. I think that's what it is a lot of people lack having discipline and being used to having to discipline themselves to the things that they are not used to.
Now, Tiff, do you think it's they don't want to be disciplined, or is it just plainly being afraid of change?
I say that
it
would be half
and
half.
Is it really lacking discipline, or are some people just afraid to change, afraid to fail forward, afraid to take risk? Just like the college thing, they're just comfortable.
Right. You know what? I think for a certain number of people, that is a lack of discipline, because it's harder for some people when they have to be disciplined in areas. Let's take somebody who's used to spending any amount of money that they want to, and then now they have a spending limit. Now your accountant has come in and put you on a spending limit, and you no longer can spend this amount of money per month. I need to take you down and budget you to this amount of money. So they're learning how to become disciplined, but if they don't want to be disciplined, then what are they going to do? They're going to fire that accountant and tell them, you know, you go on, I do what I want to do, until they just go flat broke. And then they'll learn, like, oh, man, I should have listened and I should have done what this person was trying to tell me to do. And then it's a group of people that are afraid to just take that next step forward. They're afraid to fail because they failed before and it didn't work, or they failed before and I'm just a failure. So I think it's a percentage of people that just find it harder to become disciplined because they're so used to what they want to do, and then that some that's afraid.
All right. Caller 801, your mic is open, 513-801. Did you have a question or a comment? 801?
Just have a comment. Yeah, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I just have a comment. And as I listen to the conversation, I kind of reflect on my personal situation and my personal process of changing my mindset. And I know personally, I wasn't open to anything other than what I knew. And, you know, a lot of times it appears we want to point fingers and blame people that are not changing, but often people just haven't been exposed to what they need to be exposed in order to start that change in their mindset. And this is real. And I know a lot of people that haven't been in the trenches, that haven't been in the gutters, they might not be able to relate. But there's a ton of people who just haven't been exposed. And so their mind is not open. And, of course, you cannot mm-hmm. grasp a new idea on a closed mind. We all know that. So mm-hmm. I was not open, and I'm just going to get a little bit vulnerable. I had a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I knew was drinking. My routine, went to work, went to the clubs. Everywhere I went, people were drinking. I never mm-hmm. dreamed I would no longer be drinking.
That
never even came to my mind. Never came to my mind. I would have never tried that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we're not able to voluntarily become open to change. Sometimes there's a set of negative circumstances that breaks us down and beats us down that forces us to do something different. And I'm giving you my personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
My personal experience. So that doesn't make me a lazy person. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm resistant. It just means that I didn't know what I didn't know.
That's good. That's good.
Now that I've been exposed to some stuff, now that mm-hmm. I've been exposed to some other type people, I realize now how much I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I never knew how much I didn't know. I never knew that. So, you know, one of the things and I say this all the time during talk shows, you know, everything is not just black and white. There's some gray area. And, you know, I'm real reluctant to just look at things as black and white. You know, there's some gray areas. And I really, because I've gone through a real big change in my mindset. And I'm constantly, and I'm open now to changing my mindset for the rest of my life. You know, I always say to people, how many of you think you're perfect? When I speak to people and no hands go up. And that simply means for the rest of my life, I can continue to get better. So there's
right.
no limit on me getting better. So I never have to close that door on being able to add to the change in my mindset. So, you know, mm-hmm. this is some real good stuff that I'm listening to. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you.
So I have a question, caller,
mm-hmm.
because I love what you said about your personal process and you weren't open and you said you couldn't grab any new ideas because you had a closed mind and you had a set of negative circumstances that made you do something different. That part really hit me because it reminded me of my own situations. But what if you have people that have been in the trenches, that have been in certain areas of their life, and then they've been exposed to other things like yourself, and no, you're not perfect, but now you see there, you have been exposure to other things, and now you see, and you go to pull somebody out where you have been, but yet they don't want to come or they struggle in coming. What's the solution to that? When you've been there, you can talk to them on their level, but yet because they haven't been there, the mindset is still closed. How do you deal with that situation? Because I know it's a lot of people on the line today listening, and we're trying to help somebody today to give them some nuggets. So how would you help somebody that still has that negative behavior and that negative mindset, and you've been in the trenches where they have been, and you've been exposed to something new, and you're trying to expose them to help them? How would you begin that process of change in behavior and mindset?
Well, and again, I'm speaking from my personal circumstances. I wasn't going to change until I was forced to change. I didn't have any intentions on changing. I was actually beaten, and I gave up and I surrendered to, hey, you got to do something different. If you go to the military, one of their tactics in boot camp is to break every man down, just break you all the way down. Once you're broken, now they build you back up. I kind of look at those negative set of circumstances, you know, they're actually a blessing in disguise that breaks me down. A lot of people, you know, sometimes, and now they talk about this with you know, some folks sometimes, you know, we can have spiritual awakening. You know, our spirit can become awakened. But if we're not maintaining and keeping the momentum going, your spirit can fall back to sleep as well. So it's real important that we figure out how to keep our momentum going, even with the change in your mindset. Because, yeah, I mean, you can be awakened, but you can go back to sleep as well. When you go back to sleep, often that's a sign that people have lost hope. They've lost hope. And we all know how much power there is in hope. And I tell people all the time, you know, I haven't had a drink in 20 years, and I used to drink like a fish. But I tell people all the time how easy it is for me to go get a drink. It's just, I say, forget it. I don't care anymore. I just give up. That's how easy it is for me to go get a drink. So I have to constantly feed myself something positive. I have to link up with people that are trying to do the same thing that I'm trying to do to keep that momentum going. Because, it's just everything is against our positive thinking when it comes to the world. I mean, no one has to teach you how to think negatively. No one has to teach you that. But often there's a need to be taught how to think positively, how to act positively. Social media, the television, all the negativity is going to bring a little child to the world. We don't have to teach them anything about negativity. It's just going to happen. That's just the way the world is set up. So it's just real important that we find resources and tap into those resources that, you know, that'll keep our mind and keep that momentum going. That's all I have.
That's good. That's good. Tiffany, you got something?
He said a lot of great stuff. You know, one of the things he said that I love was he was, you know, when you're forced out of something, ultimately one of the people that spirit becomes awakened or aware of what may come next for you, then you're going to surrender to a better you, a change. But another thing he said was the exposure. A lot of people are not exposed to outside of what they already know, and that is just so good. And it just took me back to a relationship that I was in my younger days. About maybe 10 years ago or so, I had with the guy I was dating, and I was moving to Columbus, and, you know, they had came with me, and I'm here based out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and Cincinnati and Columbus, even though they're so close to each other, it's still in the age bracket that we were in, it was so different. So for us, it was like we went and we learned something different and something new for our age bracket that we were in, because the things we were doing in one city that we thought were cool was uncool in another city. Just even something as simple as going to the club, and if they stepped on your shoe, they made a point to let you know that, hey, I meant no disrespect and no harm to you by stepping on your shoe. My apologies. Whereas going to the club years ago here in the city, just the moment that someone do that, you're instantly going to be into a fight. So it was just so different going to another city and being exposed to higher thinking, something that was abnormal for us but became a new norm and became something like that. Like, you know, there are people that think like this. There are people that are not offended off of this, and there are different ways to respond and to react. And the work ethic, like everything was so different And that was just being exposed to another city, only 2 hours apart from each other, but so, you know, but has its difference as well. So that was so true about just being exposed. But, you know, the question is who's willing to take that step and expose the people to those different things?
That's good. That's good. 628, did you have a comment about what was said?
Both of them said great things. I wanted to piggyback off when Tiffany said, you know, a lot of people don't want to be disciplined. I also think a lot of people don't want to be consistent in being positive. I've seen that there's so many times that you think positive and the bad always happen. So it's like, why didn't I just think bad? The bad happened anyway. I thought positive for nothing. So a lot of people don't want to be consistent and believe that positive is there. We just have to be consistent sometimes, because sometimes it takes consistency in order to construct your mind to deal with certain negative things and people. Being disciplined takes consistency. That's what I think. And a lot of people are so comfortable that we don't even want to try. We're comfortable with the flow of things, so trying something else may knock off our rhythm a little bit, you know, may knock off our flow. So I think that a lot of people are, they don't want to be consistent, and they don't want to try either. So that's why it's so easy to fall off or think negative rather than just thinking positive.
Oh wow. That's some good stuff.
513-602,
did you have a comment? Your mic is open. 602?
Well, I was going to just listen, but I want to just kind of just share a little bit what I'm taking from this conversation. One of the things is that I've learned over the years, when you're dealing with mindsets and you're dealing with change with people, one of the things that I've learned is you must be skillful. A lot of times we expect people to do things the way we think they should do it. We expect people to think the way we should think. And one of the things that I'm learning through experience, and my experience is, first of all, we must be relatable. And we have to be able to tap into, before somebody's mindset changes their mindset. And a lot of times, because we've been brought out of something and our mindset has changed, we expect people to do it, first of all, in our time, how we think it should be done. And a lot of times, we're looking for results, and the results are not up to us. And so when you begin to think about mindsets and shifts and people changing, a lot of times, I think I heard one of the callers say, you can't look at things as black and white. But there are gray areas. There are underlying, rooted, deep stuff. I call it layers. Call a lot of layers, and a lot of times, you know, this is what I've experienced. Because we haven't been skillful enough to tap into people's deficiencies, we prejudge, or we want to throw in the towel, we want to give up on these people. And I think one of the greatest tools that we must use is having the tool of being skillful and being able to tap into the efficiency of people. And once we're able to do that, what I've learned is, I heard somebody talking about earlier how people, you know, they're so used to the negative, they'll make it seem like the person that's positive is wrong. But what happens is this: there has to be a skill set and a mindset for the people who are looking for the change in people to have enough patience, enough long-suffering, and also a relatable. Because you were talking about something earlier I heard, what if the people who have been through the trenches still don't get it? Well, you might have to be a little bit more patient and long-suffer with them. Because just because I learned it this way or learned it in 2 years don't mean you're going to learn it in 2 years. Doesn't mean you're going to change it. So sometimes we get frustrated and throw in the towel because simply we're not skillful enough to tap into the mindset or the deficiency. So I just wanted to share that, and that's what I'm learning through my experience. Everybody's not called to tap into somebody's mindset. Everybody's not called to be. Just because it happened for you that way don't mean it's going to happen for somebody else that way. So I just wanted to share
That's good. And I like that. I like what you said, caller, but it you know, it's one thing when you're in a long-term relationship, and it's another thing when you first meet somebody. Some relationships are long-term where you can take those, when you can take that time and help that person be redefined in their mindset and take their time and be skillful and tap in. But there are relationships, and let's use this example. There are relationships in business where you don't have time to take out that time in that individual. Say you are the supervisor and you have an employee, or you have 12 employees that you are responsible for to get production done or whatever, and you need them to be in a certain mindset where you can't take time with each individual person to make sure that you tap into their plight or whatever that they're going through. So there are levels. And it's mindsets kind of be all over the place sometimes, because some people you can spend time with and some people you can't spend that much time with. Some people you got to bring it to them, and if they don't get it, you have to keep moving, because I like what the other caller said as well. You know, when you're trying to stay positive, you have to make sure that you link up with other people that are positive, that are moving in the same direction that you're moving into. And then I like what the other caller said, you know, that you have to be skillful when it comes to dealing with certain people because of where they are and where their plight is. And I like what 801 said earlier, you know, that sometimes people have to be forced to change. Sometimes you could be a person that has been with where they are, and you can be a person that can help pull them out. But until they have gone through enough and are ready to come out, they're not going to come out. I hate to say this, but some people, you have to leave them right where they are, like the caller said, and until they are forced to change. So it depends. I think it depends on the situation and where you are in your life and what's going on in that person's individual life. When it comes to relationships or when it comes to business, I think we have to really be skillful in the times that we are in and the people that we are talking to, because everybody is not ready to go. And then when you're moving in one direction and the people are not willing to move with you, some people you have to leave where they are so you can move in the direction that you want to go, and you can connect with the people that are going to get you where you need to go, because now you have developed a certain mindset, and you have to be with those people that have that certain mindset, because sometimes people can tend to take you back to old behaviors and old mindsets. This is so good, people. This is so good. We will continue this. We got about 5 minutes left. I'm going to open the mics up to 709. Do you have another question or another comment, 709, about what we're talking about, mindset?
No, I just think everything that was said today, it just ties into each other. And what you were saying, sometimes you have to leave people where they at because they're not ready to change. And it's like once they see, like, okay, what you were talking about, what you were saying to them, you made it real, you made a reality for yourself, then they might be willing to come along. But sometimes you do have to leave people because they so used to being where they are, and some people are afraid of change. And they don't know how to step out on faith and step out to do something different than what they're used to, so they stay stuck instead of moving. But if they see you changing and they see that what you were talking about is reality for you, then maybe their mindset will change and they'll be like, okay, so what she was talking about was real, so now I'm ready to step out on faith and follow her where she is going. And sometimes you have to show people better than you can tell them.
Yes, ma'am, because some people don't know how to be committed because of whatever they've been through, whether it's hurt, whether it's they're too discouraged, too distracted, like the caller said. You know, it's hard to keep your momentum when you have lost hope. Some people don't even believe in themselves enough to follow somebody else. Some people are not willing to let, like I said, go of the chaos because it has become their normal. Some people just don't like change. some people are talking it but not willing to step forward, because now that means they have to disrupt their normal. Some people are still stuck in the what we call the slave mentality. So you just never know where somebody is. But I like what you said, the show beat the tale. Sometimes people have to see, or they need a point of reference before they will move. Sometimes you have to be the very change that people need to see. So this is, we're going to continue the barriers and the mindset, and talk more about the mindset and the slave mentality and why people are scared to move forward. We're going to continue to talk about the things that we need to do to bring some adjustments to our mindsets, and how do we move from one place to the next in 2021 without going back to 2020 and harping on those old things. And I don't know if Tiffany is still on the line. Tiffany, are you still there? I think she's having some technical difficulties, but I'm going to go ahead and give her goodbyes for her. And this has been such a rich conversation about the mindset, about, you know, moving forward and what that looks like, and just being patient with people and keeping your own motivation, and learning how to link up with positive people, and learning how to tap into the positive resources, and getting more exposure in yourself so you can advance. So this is Stacey Johnson of the Focus Factor. Please tune in next Saturday, same time, same place at 1:30, and we're going to continue our conversation about barriers in the mind and how we can learn how to be more consistent and learn how to be more have more long-term thinking in the more positive arena. So stay tuned for more. Continue to log in. We love you, and we'll be here next Saturday. Same time, same place, Saturday. Everybody have a wonderful day. And thank you for calling in to all the callers and all the listeners.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. She knows she can fly away. Oh.